Welcome to Enthusiastically Self-Employed, the show created for you as a coach, consultant, solopreneur, and small business owner. Those of us who are enthusiastic about growing our business and learning along the way. This show features expert interviews from business rock stars in my network, plus solo episodes with marketing and LinkedIn tips from me, Brenda Mellon. Years ago, the universe nudged me forward into a new path as a solopreneur. I didn't know it at the time, but my career in corporate marketing and my knack for LinkedIn opened a new door for me. Whatever brought you into being self-employed, whether it was a corporate career transition, downsizing, early retirement, or a desire for a more fulfilling career path, my guess is you found this show because you are also enthusiastically self-employed. I'm glad you found me. Now let's get started. Hey, this is Brenda Meller, and today I'm bringing you a LinkedIn profile mini audit for a podcaster. And I am joined today by Hedia Azad. Hey, Hedia, how are you doing today?
Hi, Brenda. Thank you so much. I'm doing well, and thank you for your time to audit my profile. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm looking forward to jumping in here. I'm going to share your LinkedIn profile up on screen. And as I'm doing that, Hedia, could you tell us a bit about your podcast? What's the name of your show and who are you looking to reach?
Sure. So the name of my podcast is Ideas for the Workplace. It's very recent. I've just recorded one episode. And it's about interviewing leaders who will then share with me their leadership journey and what they're doing specifically to make their workplaces inclusive and so that people feel that they belong and they can bring their whole selves to work. And so I have a bit of a problem with, you know, how to promote it on LinkedIn. So I would appreciate it if you can give me any tips.
Sure thing. And do you have any specific questions you're looking for me to address as it relates to your podcast through your LinkedIn profile, or are you just open some general pointers?
General pointers would be great. Thank you.
Okay, sure thing. And first of all, congratulations on your new podcast. You're in an early on stage in the process, which is perfect because we can start to use your LinkedIn profile now. And then as your podcast grows and evolves, you can always refer back to these tips later and some things you might implement now, some things you might wait till a little bit later. But I think you're at a really good point. So first thing I look for is, you know, is it clear to me what the name of your podcast is and can I find it on your profile? So I look right now and in your header image at the top, you have your name, Hedia Azad, HR consultant, DEI consultant. One thing you might want to do is start to treat this banner image, this rectangular image that sits behind your headshot photo, treat it almost like a billboard on the side of a highway. And think about using that space, not just for your name and your job title, but to promote whatever it is that you're working on for your business. And it doesn't have to be the same image all the time for the entire year. You can swap it out and put different messages in there. So maybe you say announcing, and then you put the name of your show along with your podcast cover art. And what that will do is, you know, it helps to support the announcement, the launch of your podcast. And it also creates a little bit of that visual connection. So if I'm following your podcast and I look you up on LinkedIn, I go, oh, yeah, that's the right one. Or alternatively, if I'm starting out at your profile and then I'm looking in my podcast, I use Apple Podcasts. So if I'm looking through Apple Podcasts, I find it and I see the cover art and it has some brand continuity with it.
Mm-hmm. That's a great tip. Thank you.
Makes sense. Okay, good. Next thing I'm looking for in this case, Hedia, you and I are first level connections. So I can see your contact info because we are first level connections. So I'm going to click inside your contact info. And the thing I'm looking for here is there a link to your podcast that's in here? So just so you're aware, inside your contact info on LinkedIn, LinkedIn will give you the ability to add up the three web pages inside here. Now, as a coach, your consultant, I typically recommend that at least one of those be driving people back to your website, maybe on a page where they can book your services or introductory call, etc. But as a podcaster, I always recommend that you use one of those links to drive people to your podcast landing page. And that might be like if you're using Buzzsprout, they might have a landing page for you, or you might just drive people to the Apple podcast landing page. Or if you have your podcast embedded someplace on your website, you could drive them to that landing page as well. How does that piece of advice work for you?
Wonderful. Yeah, I had never even thought of putting it there as my contact info.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Now, related to that, your contact info, Hedia, is only going to be viewable by people who are first level connections. So for that reason, I want to make sure that I'm seeing your podcast link someplace else on the profile that's easy for me to click on it. And one easy way is putting it inside the featured section. Now, you said you have one show that's already been launched, so you could easily just drive a link to that particular show. And again, it can be the landing page for that particular episode, or it can be the Apple podcast link, or pick, you know, whatever player of choice that you use. But using a link that allows people who are navigating on LinkedIn, whether they're on the desktop or on the mobile, if you put a link to that recent show, that first show that you have, it makes it easier for them to click on there. Good piece of advice. All right. Yep. Great. And then let me give you one more thing on here. So I see that you do have in your experience section, you have podcast host and it says self-employed. Now, what I would recommend that you do is set up a company page for the name of your podcast. And that way you can have the podcast cover art being in this space right now, which is the gray box with the blue building symbols, which is like a nondescript type of an image. Mm-hmm. If you create a company page similar to, you have an employer located below here where we can see the avatar or the company logo appearing in there. And that way that they can click on that page and they can go and learn more about your podcast. And also this provides you an avenue and a page with which that you could post your podcast episodes. And especially if you're trying to keep, you know, some people have a day job or the consulting work and the podcast is a separate type of a category. It allows you to promote your shows, your episodes through the company page, but you can still tag in yourself or tag in your guests to help to get a little bit of additional reach on there. Does that make sense? And any questions on that advice?
Absolutely. That's amazing advice. I didn't even know I could create a company page for my podcast because I have a day job and this is just as a side, but I never thought, you know, I could have a company page for it. So thank you.
Yeah, there you go. Awesome. All right. So I want to start to wrap up our conversation here today. I've given you a couple things to work on. And just to summarize again, I would look at using your banner image on your LinkedIn profile at the top to announce your new podcast, using some type of an image with your show or maybe your podcast cover art inside there, going into your contact information and adding, you have three website links that you can add in here and using one of those to point to your podcast page. You've already got podcast host in your headline, so you could add into that as well, Hedia. You could put podcast host, colon, and then the name of your show, and that helps to create a little bit of brand continuity with your show as well. And then again, the final piece of advice, well, actually, there's two more on here, adding the link into your featured section to make it easy for people to click to visit your show, and then finally creating a company page for your podcast and having that sit inside your experience section as well as to provide you an additional place to promote your upcoming episodes. All right.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Brenda. I really appreciate your time.
Oh, I'm delighted to help you. And by the way, Hedia, do you remember where you first heard about me? I'm always curious when people are approaching me.
I probably Clubhouse. I want to say Thought Leadership Branding Club, maybe. I can't remember.
That's it. So Thought Leadership Branding Club, which is shout out to Bobby Umar. I'm a part of his community. So it looks like we've been connected for a few years here on LinkedIn. And I think recently you probably downloaded my LinkedIn for Podcasters checklist. And as a part of those messaging communications, so I think it's like the second to last one. Maybe it's the last one. It says, hey, you can book a LinkedIn profile mini audit with me. And you're one of the lucky few that noticed that and clicked on that link where you get this 10 to 15 minute call with me to get some additional podcast tips. So Hedia, thank you so much for reaching out. I appreciate the opportunity and I look forward to watching your LinkedIn profile updates.
Thank you so much, Brenda. I appreciate it.
Thanks for listening. Hey, this is Brenda Meller. Wanted to let you know, if you're a coach and consultant and you're looking for some tips to really up your LinkedIn game, I've got a free downloadable checklist for you. It's called 15 LinkedIn Profile Tips for Coaches and Consultants. And this checklist is a way of getting some quick and easy tips to update your LinkedIn profile today to help generate more leads for your coaching and consulting business. To grab your copy of the list, go to mellermarketing.com/list.